Serial horror. Another draft. The Gemara at the bottom has a bunch of, as we did yesterday, many things that have what were you looking for in I sure not the brach, the main pasuk which teaches the brach of the Muslim, hasata over after, we learn all the different brachas. We learn about thank Hashem for the land, for Yerushalayim, the Beis Hamikdash, and the fourth bracha, Deraisa or Derabanan. And then we talked about talking about Torah and a few other things. Okay, so then now we're up to Rabbi Meir's opinion. What do we learn from this pasuk? Rabbi Meir Omer Minayin Kishem Shemevarach Al Tov Kachem Varach Al Ra. How you know you're supposed to make a bracha to Hashem? Something that's good, just like something that's bad, just like it's something that's good. So the answer is Tamalor Shem. Yeah. Sorry, Mem Chet Amud Bet. Six lines, and sorry, specify. Seven lines from the bottom, last two words of the line. So starting with Rabbi Meir, let's do that again. Great. Yesterday, that's where we stopped. It was in the middle of a long brisa. All the other opinions we're learning from this pasuk. You know, how do you know all the different brachas of benching? So Rabbi Meir says as follows: Rabbi Meir Omer, Minayin Shekashen Javarchal Toiva Kafim Varachal Hara. How do you know that you're supposed to make a bracha when something bad happens, just like when something good happens? You don't make the exact same bracha. The text is different. When something bad happens, you make bracha dynamis. Something good happens, you make bracha tova meitiv. Even though the text is different, but you're still supposed to make some sort of bracha. We do attribute good and bad, the same God, and God's bracha is in charge of everything. As Hashem gave you. Hashem is the judge for good and for bad. That's the drush Rabbi Meir is saying. I don't know, I guess from the extra words of Hashem Elokecha, Asher Natalach, right? The fact that Hashem gave you something, but we always attribute Asher Natalach, whatever Hashem gives you, to Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda ben Basir Omer, Enos Arachrei Omer, Tova Hatova. It could have said the word Tova instead, it says Hatova. Arts Hatova Asher Natalach. So the good land of Israel, Hashem gave you. So what's the double language, or not double language really, but what's the language of Tova, and what's the language of HaTova? What do we learn from those things that we're thanking Hashem for? Tova is Torah. Implicit in Tova automatically is Torah. And HaTova is Binyan Yerushalayim, Chenomer, HaTahara Tova is Eba Halavanim. Okay. That one we're familiar with, saw a bunch of times before already. We think Hashem benching for Yerushalayim. So those are definitely, all these themes are all themes of what we thank Hashem for altogether. In benching, we have to thank Hashem for Eretz Yisrael, for our food, for Yerushalayim, for Torah, and we're going to add a few more today. The basic concept is once we're thanking Hashem for food, we don't just stop there. We don't just say, thank you, Hashem, for food. The idea of all the psukim that we're trying to learn from to expand upon that theme is when we have a karsa tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like a bigger relationship. We realize how much we owe Hashem, and then we try to thank Hashem for everything possible. Right? That's an idea of Sos Hadas, or, you know, Korban Toda. That when a person can thank Hashem, we realize how much we owe him. So one thing should lead to the other. And there's a big niece, so we can thank Hashem for that, as well as all the other smaller things that happen, like in the paragraph motive. So that's why I mentioned. We mentioned Torah, Bris, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Amcha Yisrael. Why do we have to thank Hashem and ask Hashem so many things? The answer is, we'll put it all together. Ezra Levy sent me something for knowing about the Tova Meitiv. Also, we mentioned the Besar story, that they were getting kura because we're doing something very physical, being involved in Gashmis, and thank Hashem for that. So we also want to remember other people, remember that Hashem took care of them. All right, Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kol Shelo Omer, Eretz Chem De Tova, Urechava, Berchas Ha'aretz, Ma'achos, Beis David, Bonei Shalem, Lo Yizei Dechavasa. There are some critical words you have to say, right? We said on Daf Mem, if you're a Meshanami, B'dei Shetavu Chacham, if you change from the text, you're not Yotze, according to something as Rabbi Yossi, and then the Gemara has an opinion. It's not, as long as if you don't change from the main themes of the text, which is either the other opinion or at least the Shita of the Rambam, Shriyotze. So what are the main themes of any text? This is what we hold the halacha. And what are the main themes of any part of benching that you're going to be Yotze? Right? You have to say the words Malach Shemaim. So you have to say Malach Olam. Great. You have to say Hashem. Good. You have to say the word Baruch in the beginning of benching. Okay, whatever. What, if I skip almost half the other words or I mumble a bunch of the other words, which words are the most critical ones? So over here, obviously, let's say, thank Hashem for the Muslim, for food. That's goes without stating. That one is a very critical theme. You can't miss that one. But there are themes in the second paragraph, second bracha, which are also important, that the land of Israel, to thank Hashem, land is very precious, it's special, it's wide. I said wide in relative to its preciousness. And the Malchus based David, you have to mention thanking Hashem for the dynasty of David in the third bracha of Rosh Hashanah. So you don't mention those themes, it doesn't work. Nachum Azaki and Omer Zarashi is Korba Bris. In the second bracha, you have to mention Bris Mila. Rabbi Yossi Omer Zarashi is Korba Torah. You also have to mention Torah. So why do you have to mention those Rashis? Because those in Zechus of Bris, in Zechus of Torah, we got to Israel. Where the bracha of the second bracha of benching very much focuses on the land, as it's clear in the Pasuk, as we talked about right before, in all the different Shitas. So in order for us to inherit Israel, we had to have a bris milah, that when Yeshua got to the land of Israel, they did their big bris milah, great, and we had to mention bris. That's important, we mentioned bris. And Torah is also critical to get into Eretz Yisrael. Okay. So the bris and Torah are things that, through them, we were able to inherit Eretz Yisrael. I'm sorry, it wasn't just Yoshua. I mean, Yoshua is also true, but also Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu first did Bris Milah, and then he got the promise that he's going to inherit Eretz Yisrael. Great. So, bottom line, these are Zechuyos that we had to get to Israel. So, therefore, we have to mention them. Flima Omer, sorry, she yacked in Bris La Torah. Shazu Nina B'Shosh Britos, Vazu Nina B'Gimel Britos. So, since it has more times in Torah that there's an establishment of the covenant, the Bris, that we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu over Bris Milah, it says it 13 times with the Parsha of Avraham, it says 13 times Bris, as opposed to Torah, it only says three times in Torah we had a time when a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah in some sort of way. One is the Har Sinai, and the other one is by the Ol Moed, and the other one is Har Grizim. That was all those were forms of Hashem giving us the laws of Torah in three places in history, and Hashem gave us parts of Torah. So that's all true. So that's three, so 13 beats three, so that's why it comes first. Rabbi Abba Omer, Sarji Omer, Bahodot, Tchil Vesof. You have to mention in the beginning of the second bracha some sort of Hodah that you're thinking Hashem. So no Dilacha, that's Hashem Elokeinu, that's the beginning of the paragraph. And at the end, you say Al Kulam, Hashem Elokeinu, Anan Monim Lacha, the beginning of that third paragraph, Al Kulam, or Al Akol, that's another thank you. So we have to mention that at the beginning and the end. And similar, like, by the way, similar to Modim in Shmuras, right? You get a thank you in the beginning and the end. You can thank Hashem for lots of things, but it has to be for at least one thing. So if you do Al Kulam, that works. Okay, fine. And if someone does less than one thing that they thank Hashem for, specifically that's Mekunah, it's disgraceful, it's not a good thing. Call Chote Manchel Aratzos, Baruch Hazaras Moshiach, Yisrael Bonei Yishlam, Hariza Bur. So, there is a concept, this is going to be a big theme right in the next half a daf, that whenever you make a bracha, you have to conclude it with the theme that the whole bracha is about, and not two themes. You should, with one theme and not two. Okay, because if you do two themes, it's like Mrs. Chavila. You're bunching up mitzvahs trying to save your time, you're trying to get through things, so you just want to make one big bracha and have like 15 different conclusions. So that's not what we're supposed to do. You're supposed to have one theme in the bracha and conclude with it. And the conclusions should reflect that one theme, not multiple points. So if somebody finishes the bracha, the second bracha, benching, Manchel Aratzos, Hashem gave us the land of Israel, as well as Ala Aretz, Ala Mazon, Hashem gave us the land and the food, that's already considered like two different themes. Right? Basically, we just said, Al Arz Al Mazon, that's one theme. Hashem gave us the land, and with the land, Hashem gave us the food. From the land, we get the food. But to mention Manchal Aratzos, that's already a new theme to talk about how Hashem gave us the land. And also in the third bracha, we end off B'nai Yishalayim. Right? B'nai Hashem is going to build Yerushalayim, and Hashem did build Yerushalayim, great. But Moshiach Yisrael, Hashem saving Israel, that is, you know, a secondary theme of that bracha, but it doesn't belong in the chazima, it doesn't belong in the conclusion, because if you put it there, and then it looks like you're including the Tirmid. And Bur is not a compliment. So that's okay. Someone's uneducated, so you don't want to say that. Kol she'ein omer bris v'toyer v'brachas ha'ares v'malchus v'etav v'b'nei shalayim lo yitei d'chavaso. If someone doesn't mention that theme of bris and Torah in the second bracha, or in the third bracha, they don't mention David, the dynasty of David, in the third bracha, it doesn't work. Okay. Messiah le'rabbi Eloi, da'am rabbi Eloi, am rabbi Yaakov, bar'acha, mishum rabbeinu, kol shel omer bris v'toyer v'brachas ha'ares v'malchus v'etav v'nei shalayim lo yitei d'chavaso. These are three important themes. This is definitely what we hold. Three important themes we mentioned. Besides the obvious themes in each bracha, the first one is about food, the second one about Israel, the third one about Yerushalayim. So we have to mention also Bris and Torah in the second one, and David in the third one. Think about Rabbi Abba Yosef ben Dustai, Rabbi Rabban and Chanamar, Atoma Meitiv, Shrech Malchus, Chanamar, and Shrech Malchus. Does the fourth bracha need Malchus? So the command to Amar, there's a machlokas about that. Does it need to Malchus? In other words, Malcha Olam. So it's machlokas as follows: Man da'amar sricha malchus k'savar di rabbanan. The one who says it does need malchus thinks it's not actually brachos world chaver. It's not connected to the early brachos. All the other brachos are deraisa, and later they're attacking the fourth bracha. And therefore, if it's di rabbanan, so it needs malchus. It needs to start with brachos Hashem lakinim malchaholu akel avinu lakinim reinu whatever. That's how we start with malchaholu. So that's that third bracha. And we start with Malach Olam because it's their one, it's not connected to the earlier ones. However, there's a different opinion. Mandamar answer Malchus, Kasavar Deraisa. The opinion says it's connected to all the other brachas, does not need Malchus, and because it's connected to the other brachas. By the way, why does it start with Baruch? Okay. Rashi says, the Fisha Pitcha Hichasima. So it's one long thing. So it's not, and because it's all about Hodah, so it needs to start. It needs to end off with a Baruch. Meaning, even when you have Brachos Mogel Chaverter, like the second Bracha and the third Bracha I'm mentioning, they do have one Baruch, just all the way at the very end, right? The note of the Chah starts without a Baruch, but if you go all the way to the end of the Bracha, it does have a Baruch at the end, Al-Arz Al-Mazim. And the same thing with the third Bracha, it doesn't start with Baruch, but it ends, Bernay Shalim. The fourth one is also some of a Chaverter. It doesn't really start with the Baruch. The fact that you see Baruch in the beginning is just because that's already the conclusion. The whole thing is one big conclusion. There's no Baruch at the end.
Like, yeah. What's the logic here that if it's a Durabanon, therefore you need to say Malchus?
The logic is if it's Durabanon, then you need to say Malchus because it's not really connected to that, the first three Brachas. In other words, we say, we hold like that opinion, it's Durabanon. Mm-hmm. And therefore, Moshe, Yeshua, David, they all figs.
We have to say, right, Malchus?
Yeah, we have to say Malchus. Because they instituted the earlier bracha. And then later in history, in the days of when in Yavne, when the Besar was saved, that, or whatever, Besar was given to Kura, then we instituted this bracha. That was a later addition, and therefore it had to be like a standalone bracha. Okay? Just because, let's say, we say all the brachas to Shachar in Shul. You know, 15 brachas, beautiful. Why do we have to start with a baruch every single time? Why is it smoke and chavetz? They're all bunched together.
Yeah.
Just like Shmona Esrei is all bunched together. The answer is, they don't have attacking them to be said in one spot. Right? You can say the brachas shachar as you're getting up. This one you're saying this time, and this one that time. They're not said as one unit. Same thing with shavar brachas. Shavar brachas we say at a wedding. We always say all seven. But they're not attacking them all in one time, basically. Rashi and Tosis and Ksubas, they're all attacking them slightly separately. It's the same thing with over here. They're attacking the first three, that's the Raisa, and the text comes the Rabban, that's one Takana, and everything else is like a standalone thing. Okay. So what do we actually start? We say Rosh Hashem Malkeinu Melech Ha'olam Hakel Avinu Malkeinu Adirenu, right? We start with Melech. Okay. It makes sense? And we definitely hold like that opinion. And another proof of this is we say Amen before that. Right? We say Bonei Yerushalayim Amen.
Mm-hmm.
What's the Amen? For Sfardim, we do it at the end of a bunch of brachas. Great. This is a bunch of end of brachas. Because the fourth one is not connected. And even for Ashkenazim, when do you say, even more so for Ashkenazim almost never say, like Tosas, never say Amen to their own bracha. How come Bnei Yisrael say I'm eitzi yom bracha? The answer is to show everybody I'm answering I'm eitzi my bracha to say I finished benching. Mm-hmm. This next bracha is a different bracha. It's true they told me to do it whenever I bench, but it's different. There are a lot of different opinions about this fourth bracha. What halachas of benching apply to it? You know, some people say for the benching you have to sit. We hold the yisaf to sit. The fourth bracha maybe you can do it while you're standing. You know, there's no reason to do that, but that's there are a lot of shittas like that. Other differences between us. Tanu Rabbanan, Mahu Chotev Bnei Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Moshe Yisrael. What is the conclusion of the third bracha? You say Bnei Yerushalayim or more than that? So Rabbi Yosef adds, you say Moshe Yisrael. It sounds like he just said Moshe Yisrael. Hashem saves Israel. Now, it is a theme. We start, Rachim, Hashem will get Yisrael Mecha, have mercy on your people, and also Yerushalayim. So these are both themes. So maybe that's what we should conclude with. But did Rabbi Yossi think we only conclude with Moshe Yisrael, Hashem saves Israel? Moshe Yisrael in Bnei Yerushalayim. Oh, we only fit that, and we finish with that. We don't finish Bnei Yerushalayim. No, that can't be, says Rashi. That's the main point of that third bracha. Allah ima, Ab Moshe Yisrael. Okay, that was just a secondary thing, but we finish with both. Rabbi Baruch Huna, Ikla Lebe Reish Galus, Pata Bechad Vesim Atarti. Rabbi Baruch Huna came to the Reish Galus house, and he started, when he did the benching for everybody, he started the bracha, he said, Rachim, and he only mentioned Yerushalayim. He didn't say Rachim Al Yisrael Mecha. He just said Rachim Al Yerushalayim Merech. Great. And at the end, conclusion, he threw them both. He threw in Moshe Yisrael and Bnei Yerushalayim. Amar Rav Chizkiya converted to the Michtam Batarti. He says, is that a greatness to finish the bracha with two? He was arguing on it, and he was saying that was the wrong thing to do. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Ein Chotem B'Shayim. You're not allowed to do finishing a bracha with two themes. Okay, that's what we hold. Gufa, Rabbi Omer, Ein Chotem B'Shayim. We're not allowed to finish two. Eitvei Levi L'Rabbi. L'Rabbi was challenged by a student. Levi, how many questions we're going to answer them. How could you say that you can't make a bracha with two conclusions? We'd seem that we do that. Al arz al mazon in the main shalosh al mechet, we do al arz al mazon land and for the food. How could we do two themes, land and food? Aretz demavka mazon, the land that gives off food, that's one big theme. It's connected. Al arz al peros in the end of main shalosh also we do land and the fruit. Yeah, same story. Aretz demavka peros. As long as we connect them into one theme. We're good at that. We can connect ideas. That's considered one thought. Mekai Shalva Zmanim. And Yantav, we say, Hashem, we say all the things of Kedusha Yom, Hashem is Mekadosh Yantav. And then we end off, Mekai Shalva Yisrael, Hashem is Mekadosh Israel, plus Zmanim. So it's two different themes. The answer is, well, no, Yisrael, the Kedushin of the Zmanim, Hashem is Mekadosh us, which in turn are Mekadosh Zmanim. Note that the Yisrael comes before the Zmanim. Yisrael v'hazmanim. Hashem is Mekadosh us, and we, in turn, are Mekadosh Zmanim. The Bezin figures out the times of when the Rosh Chodesh is and everything else is going to have Kedusha. And according to the Rambam, the fact that Jews live in Israel, they are also Mekadosh the Rosh Chodesh. Without the Jews, we wouldn't have Kedusha. Not just the Bezin. Without the Jewish people living there, we wouldn't have Kedushas of Rosh Chodesh and the other holidays either. Mekadosh of Rosh Chodeshim. What, how can you say Rosh Chodesh together with Israel? Answer is, same story, Yisrael, the Kachina, the Rosh Chodesh. Ah, Mekash, Shabbos, Yisrael, Vazmanim. Wait a minute, that one really seems to break the rule. Yeah, you do three things. We have Mekash, Yisrael, plus Yisrael, plus Azmanim. Usually, the reason is just to finish what we talked about before, the order, usually Shabbos comes before Israel, because Kedusha Shabbos is not Mekash, Adi Israel. It's just Mekash, Shabbos. Every single week, every single Shabbos, we don't mention Israel because Mekadosh Shabbos, Shabbos is Mekadosh Shabbos directly. It's to be Yiddish Mekayim. Every single week, there's Shabbos. It doesn't take us to Mekadosh Shabbos. So then, why is it when there's Shabbos Yom Tov, we throw on both? Mekadosh Shabbos, Yisrael Zmanim. How can we do all those themes all together? Because yeah, you're right, that's an exception. So, yeah, we do it, but, it does break the rule. The Baha'i gives some sort of different explanation to the Gemara. The Achronim like to explain that, yes, it does break the rule, but it's not like such a bad explanation. The explanation would be that Hashem is Mekadesh the Shabbos, and that's connected to Kedusha Yisrael. Hashem is Mekadesh the Shabbos, and Al Yidei Mekadesh the Shabbos, Hashem is also Mekadesh Yisrael. And then we in turn are Mekadesh Zman. Right? Basically, Hashem sets aside things of Kedusha in the world, including that is Shabbos, and a Kaddish, a Klai Yisrael is the Zivug of Shabbos, Hashem created 6 days a week. Those are just for days of creation. Those aren't quite as special as Shabbos. Shabbos and Klal Yisrael aren't connected one to another. Right? That's the purpose of the world to have a Shabbos, and the purpose of the world to have Klal Yisrael Shabbos to catch both of those, and then in turn we also have Kedushas Zman. Anyway, that seems to break the rule. Fine, but we'll take one exception. What's the difference between all these? That we say that you're allowed to have only one chasim and not two, as opposed to Moshe Yisrael, the one that like we started the discussion with, that we're getting upset with people that are not supposed to finish the third bracha of benching with Bnei Yerushalayim and Moshe Yisrael. And so the Gemara, hachachada hi hatam tarati. Okay, that's one. Everything here we're talking about is one. Anything that's one, you can explain as one. That's what we do together. However, the land of Israel and the people of Israel are two different things. We put those separately. They're two different things, so you can't say them together. Okay? I just read the Gemara according to Rashi. The Baha'i tries to read the Gemara is trying to explain that exception, Hashem himself is his mom, but it's a little counterintuitive. The way I explain it is not from the Baha'i, it's slightly different than it's from the Achronim, that there is some connection between Shabbos and Israel, more so than the land of Israel and the people of Israel. Anyway, time of my in chosim b'shtayim. Why don't we put the brachas together? The v'ish in osim mitzvahs chavilo chavilo. Because we don't want to show that we're doing all this all together as one big bunch. Like it's we don't care about the mitzvahs the same way as if we took their time properly to each one separately. My avilo. What's the conclusion? If you started benching the third bracha with the land of Israel, with the people, so then be consistent. If you started in the middle, you started the bracha with something about the people of Israel, so you should finish with that. If in the beginning of the third bracha you only mentioned Yerushalayim, so finish with the Yerushalayim. That's the Rav Sheshit's opinion. Rav Nachman says, no. Even if you mentioned Kla Yisrael in the beginning of the bracha, still, you still finish with Yerushalayim. Why? Because Hashem is going to build Yerushalayim, Hashem is going to take in the cast out people of Israel into the Gullus, all the Jewish people that are out of thrown into Gullus, Hashem is going to bring them back. When is Hashem going to rebuild Yerushalayim specifically? When there is a kibbutz gali, a lot of people come back to Israel soon. We're going to have it's a telltale sign of the geula and Hashem's going to bone Yerushalayim when the Jews come back to Israel. That's why it's okay to mention in Rachim Israel as well as Yerushalayim. But still, we want to conclude directly to Yerushalayim. Amalei Rabbi Zeira, the Rav Chisda Neti Marv and Nitni. Can you come and teach us some Mishnayos? Can you come give us a shir? Right, Zeira was inviting Rav Chisda to give a shir. Amalei Brachot Mazona Logamirna Tanui Manita. I don't know how to bench properly. You want me to teach Mishnayos? I can't do that. Amalei Mahai. What do you mean? You don't know how to bench? Of course you know how to bench. What's going on? Amalei Deikla the Vayner Rish Galuz. I went to the Rish Galuz's house. Oberich Berach Mazona, and there was benching. Zakfi Rosh Sheshe Lekuye Alai Kichivaya, and I was benching. Says Rav Chisda, and Rosh Sheshe got really upset with me. He stood up like I don't know to scream at me like a snake. I don't know what's the language. Lekuye Kichivaya is a snake. He was like he stood up stiff very quickly when he saw what I did. And I could tell he was angry at me. I think Lekuya is to scream. He was going to scream at me like a snake was like bending over me and like ready to swallow me. He was not happy with what I did. What did I do? Am I? Delomar Beris, Vitoria, Lomalchus. I skipped all the main themes in benching. I skipped in the second bracha, Brisen Torah. Third bracha, I skipped Malchus. Why did I do that? Well, because I heard of the following opinion. Am I, Lomar? Why did, you know, why did Ruchizda? Why did you do that? Kirav Chanan el Amar Rav, Damar Chanan el Amar Rav. That's just a common name. Rav Chanan also and the name of Rav Lomar Bris the Torah Malchus Yatza Bris the Fisha Ainab and Nashim. Women Be'ezim don't really need to say the Bris because they don't have Bris Mila and it's not a mitzvah on them. So therefore they don't need to mention that mention. And therefore says Rav Achadish, even men don't need to mention Bris because you see for women it's not necessary. So for men it's not really absolutely necessary. And Torah Malchus and the second bracha of the Torah is also not critical. Again, same reason because it doesn't apply to women. And same thing with Malchus. Doesn't apply to women as well. They can't be a queen. There's a melech v'lo malka. The halacha is that men are supposed to be appointed to be the king of Israel, not a woman, or certainly not an eved, is not appointed the king. So Torah of Malchus, the third bracha of the Malchus, those themes are not absolutely critically necessary. So says the Gemara. Yeah, that's real nice. That is Rav Chananel's opinion of Rav. But most of the brights that we had on yesterday's daf, and all the Amorim that we had on today's daf, all didn't say that. They all assumed you have to say Torah and Briz as plus as Malchus, and if you don't say those, you're not Yotei. So Vavad Kirav, you left all the other Tanaim Amorim, you followed the opinion of Rav. Why'd you do that? So that's why he got upset with you. So in other words, that is the halacha that you're not supposed to leave out these themes. Any questions on what we did so far in the second
Torah? Why saying the Torah doesn't apply? It does apply to
So Nashim and Vanim, we're not mechuyev to learn Torah, right? Lamatu v'tam v'bneichem, b'neichem v'lo b'notechem. You want a condition, you have to teach your sons, not your daughters. The women are supposed to learn the parts of Torah that are relevant to them, that's true. They have to learn about benching, they have to bench, it's true. But Torah in and of itself, Talmud Torah is not a mitzvah upon Nashim. The fact that they even learn Torah, the things that are relevant to them, according to Beis Halevi, it's purely just like a hechsher mitzvah, it's not part of mitzvah Talmud Torah. They have to know the laws that are relevant to them, because otherwise they can't do them. But they don't actually have to learn Talmud Torah for Talmud Torah's sake. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to discuss further the text of Tovah Meitiv, the fourth bracha, Amar Rabbi Rochan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tovah Meitiv, Sarach Malchus. You have to mention Malchus in that fourth bracha, as we talked about before. My Kemashmalon, why does he need to tell me that? Because it's an independent bracha. Let's see. Kol bracha she'en bo malchus lo shmei bracha. We know the rule. If you have any bracha needs a malchus. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Chanazim. Rabbi Yochanan said this earlier. I'm Rabbi Zeira. So says Rabbi Zeira an answer. Needs to have malchus twice in there because one to have for itself and one to include the malchus of the previous bracha because the third bracha did not have malchus. And therefore, we want to make up for it in the fourth bracha, right? So we have a malchus in the second, in the third, in the fourth bracha, twice. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, you should need three because well, the only time we have malchus is the first bracha, chada dida, chada b'neishlan, chada b'chanars. If you want to make up for all the missing malchus in the benching, you should have to put in three times in the fourth bracha. You should have to put in the second bracha, one for the second bracha, one for the bracha, and for the bracha, fourth bracha itself, you should have to have three. Says Gemara, Ella Berchas Aretz my Temelah. Why don't you need it in the second bracha? A very simple rule. We've talked about this whole bunch. We shouldn't have the brachas of the chavitah. Anytime a bracha connects to an early bracha, it does not need the rules of a bracha. It does not need a baruch. It does not need shema malchus. So therefore, it doesn't need to have the words malchus in the second bracha. Great. So no excuse. It doesn't need to have it. So therefore, we don't need to make up for it later. And the same thing with the third bracha. It's connected to the second bracha and the first bracha. Therefore, if you skip malch in the third bracha. That's great, no problem.
So then that's the original question.
Yeah, exactly. So Bonnie Shlaim, the third bracha, then we shouldn't need to make up for that one. The one says, The etzim, you're right. Essentially, it does not need a melech. El, I did Amar Machos based Tavil Avar Har to Lo Amar Machos Shmar. It's improper to mention the melech and the dynasty and the kingship of David without mentioning the kingship of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the melech of Hashem. And since the third bracha mentioned Bnei Yerushalayim, and we talked about one of the themes is also to mention Malchus David, since we do mention Malchus David, so therefore we want to mention Malchus of Hashem. And says, and based on Rashi, you don't want to mention in the same bracha itself the idea of Malchus based David and Malchus Hashem together because it's going to overshadow Malchus based David. If you mention Malchus of Hashem together with Malch HaOlam, together with Malchus based David, so then like, it's like a joke. It's saying, who is the king of the world? Oh, it's God. Oh, by the way, there's another king. It's David. So we don't want to mention two kings together and like put them on the same pedestal.
So I could say that, meaning because you're mentioning Malchus based David, therefore you need to mention
very good.
Malchus Yisrael, Malchus Hashem
but
with
you
it.
But you can't do it right next to it.
It's like it's saying connected to Rachim, but not in Rachim.
That's exactly perfect. That's exactly what we're trying to get to. In other words, we have to mention it because it's improper to say Malchus based David without mentioning Malchus of Hashem, but on the other hand, it's still on the other direction, like putting it mamash right together is not fair. So just in like the first line in benching all together, we have melech. Baruch Hashem, look at melech ha'olam hazan to olam kulo. So say melech. Great, that's how we always start every single brach. We say Hashem and melech. And then second brach has no melech, third brach has no melech, except for malchus beis David. Has malchus beis David mishrecha. Great, but then you get to the fourth bracha, we actually have three melechs. We have Baruch Hashem, Elokeinu, melech ha'olam, that's one. Hakel Avinu Malkinu, second Melech, and then Adirin Barim da 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 Kodeshin Kodesh Hakov da 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 da. Hamelech Atova Amidu Lagol. Three Melechs. So Rashi mentions that that is our text. You don't. So according to the Gemara here, really you have to do. Well, right now, so far we said two. Rapapa Amar Hachi Kamar. This is what we mean to say. Sricha Shtei Malchiyot the Var Medida. You need two Malchus. Two malchiyot besides for the begin introductory melech, and that is basically what we do. We start with melech olam, and then we have two other melechs. I don't really have a good explanation for that. Why we need it? It could just be that we want to like start the finish the same sentence, start with a melech and end with a melech, and that's why they're connected. But I don't know. Rashi hasn't given a good does not give an explanation for that.
They say here is just to cover the second and third brach, which don't
have. Okay, good. Okay. So we're going back to what the Gemara brought up earlier. Right, so to some degree, even brach is melech havertel, it's nice if it has a melech, it doesn't have melech, and so that's why we cover it in the fourth brach. We want to mention melech for the second, and for the brach, so we mention it three times. Yeah, see a toasted song with that. Okay, thank you. Yadu Rabbi Rachor Rav Gidol Yadu Rav Gidol Kamei Rav Huna Yadu Vekam or Tavi Los Kirsha Shabbos Amir Rosh Hanatan Shabbat Olam Menucha Lama Yisrael Ba'ava Los of the Greens Brochem Makash Shabbos. A guy who forgot to mention Shabbos in the benching has to, and they finish the third bracha. They stick in a bracha in and of itself to mention Shabbos, and this is the text. Amir that thank you Hashem for Amo Yisrael and that Hashem gave us Shabbos. And we leave off Baruch Makadosh Shabbos. Amar Le Man Amra. Who said that? Rav said that. Hadur Yadu Gamar Tov Lo Shkirsha Yom Tiv Amar Baruch Hanatan Yom Tov Lo Yisrael. Rasimcha Ol Zikaron Baruch Makadosh Yisrael Vazman. They also taught the same idea by Yom Tiv. If somebody forgets to mention Yalav Yavo in the third bracha, at the end of the third bracha, he's taken a separate bracha for Makadosh Yisrael Vazman. Man Amar Le Man Amra. Who told you this? Oh, Rav is going to talk about. Hadur Yom Tiv Gamar. Again, another thing in the Shir. Tov Lo Shkirsha Shchodesh. And the third one, it was taught much for a bridge version. And second, we don't know all the rules about it. We don't know if you should mention Inyanim of Simcha of Yom Tov Inyanim of Simcha in this third bracha. Like in Yavo, Simcha is reflected. Over there, you don't have Simcha. We don't know if we need to mention. Earlier, just a line before we talked about Yom Tov, we said L'simcha L'zikaron. Does it have the word L'simcha? We know L'zikaron is true to Rosh Chodesh. Do we also have L'simcha? Hashem should remember. So Rosh Chodesh, we have to mention L'simcha. Yom Tov has Simcha. So we're not sure about that one. Now, there's no real mitzvah of Simcha. There's a mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Tov. There's no mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Chodesh. But it's a good shayla in the Gaonim that there's maybe a kiyam mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Chodesh. That's what we do. Halo as a minhag, whatever. I don't know. The third thing is, do you make a chasima of that bracha? Do you do a text of Baruch Hashem? Mekadesh Israel Vazmanim on or Mekadesh Harosh Chodeshim on that third on this bracha from Rosh Chodesh or no or do not and Idita de Rabbi, I don't know if it is stated by Rav or was stated in front of or not in front from Rav. Did Rav Gidol say this from his Rebbe or is that on his own? We don't know. Okay, a lot more questions about that third bracha. Gidol Bar Ben Yomi Avikai Kamei Rav Nachman Tav Rav Nachman. So once Rav Nachman was benching, he made a mistake. Hadar L'Reishei, he went back to the beginning of benching. Amar Le Matam Avin Marhavi. Why do you go back to the beginning of benching? Amar Le, don't you know? Amar Rishilo, Amar Rav. Tav L'Choshel L'Rosh. If you make a mistake in benching, you don't mention an important thing like Shabbos or Yom Tov. You have to go back. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Do we know there's a solution? Tav Omer. If you skip Yal the other would say, you put it in right there. Brosh Hanatan. You put in the bracha right there. Brosh Hanatan. Yamim Tov Lamo Yisrael, Baruch Shanatan, Shabbatos and Menucha, Lamo Yisrael. So that's a great idea. Why don't you do that? Why don't you go back to the beginning benching? I'm really loving Allah, don't you know? I'm Rav Nashim, Baruch Chalif, I'm Rav, Lo Shana, Shalom, Patava Tova Meitiv. As long as you didn't start the fourth bracha. Oh, Patava Tova Meitiv, because of the Rosh. That's the halacha. And once you start at the beginning of the next bracha, you say, Baruch Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech HaOlam, it's already a shaila there. But definitely, if you say hakel, once you start the next words, you certainly cannot go into. If you just said bracha Hashem, then you could go to switch that over to this bracha. But if you already continued, you can't switch it over.
And we had the whole sugya earlier in the thing about like if you have a. Like, if you have the thought when you're saying the
very beginning good, of the bracha, yeah, like... Yishakach. It is absolutely connected to that. If you have the thought when you say the bracha Hashem, Yishakach. Like, great connection. So that is a suffix. It happens all the time.
Like, I'll be saying, like, yeah. Bracha, and I have something in front of me, and, like, and not sure what bracha to make. Like, your mind just blanks out, and then you remember as you're in the middle.
The answer is that Nakamura's maskan was a suffix. And therefore, on all derabanos, all regular brachas, we avoid getting into suffix, but you have it, your yote. So if you're stuck, you wouldn't be able to start the end of the bracha, whatever the bracha you need to do. L'chachila, of course, we have the command from the beginning, but yeah. But you have it, it works. Okay. Amalei Rav. Amar Rav Idi Bar Oven, Amar Rav Amram. If you forget Rosh Chodesh in Shmoneh Esrei, that's really a problem. You have to go back, and in Birkat HaMazon, you don't have to go back. If you get Yad Levi Avin Betri, you don't have to go back on Rosh Chodesh. Amar Rav Avi in the Rav Amar Maishna, what's the difference? Tefillah Maishna, Birkat HaMazon, what's the difference between the two? Amar Le Avli Di, Koshi Levi Shalte, and the Rav Nachman. I asked Rav Nachman this question. And he told me, Amar Le Minei Demar Shmuel, told me something from Shmuel, which is Valosh Mili. Oh, sorry. He told me, I didn't hear this from my Rebbe Yuchmol, but I'll figure it out on my own. Ellen doesn't have that. Let's figure this out. The Tefillah Chova. You have to dive in every day, so then, Mazir, you have to go back and forget the theme. However, if you don't have to eat the meal to begin with, so then you don't have to bench. That actually is the halacha. That's the general call. If you forget to say Yal Yavo or Ritzeh in benching of Shabbos Yantav, do you have to go back? Yes, you do. I'm like, yeah, you do, because you have to eat a meal. You have to go back to the beginning. We said, yeah, but I thought we said you don't always have to go back to the beginning. You have a quick fix. If you didn't start the fourth bracha, you could fix it right there and then with another standalone bracha for the retire out of the oven. I say, you're right, that is true, but that's a very temporary thing. But if you start the bracha, then it doesn't count. So the Gemara's haven't been, it was. The fact that you can do a standalone bracha throw in means that basically you don't have to go back to the beginning. Gemara's maskana is, no, you do have to go back to the beginning. That was just a quick fix, so you could do it right there if you have the option to do it. And it counts, like you said it within the third bracha. However, if you restart the fourth bracha, it's too late. And that's the halacha. Tosa has a long discussion. Doesn't this show that you have to have yantav meals? The mitzvah to have yantav meals. It's a contradiction to other sources, other gemaras, gemara tzukkah. It sounds like the only time you have to have a meal is the first night of the Seder and the first night of sukkah. Every other time you don't actually have to have a yantav meal. Big machlus and shanim. The halacha, we are machon, we do have yantav meals night and during the day. But yeah, you should know, it's a big discussion. It starts with this gemara. It sounds like in yantav, you have to go back to the benching, so it must be, it's kind of important. They do come out with a kula here. One thing is, let's say, for Shalosh Shodis, if someone forgets for saying, or been in town hall, since you don't need bread for that meal, or in his opinion, so this is well. If you forget for saying Shalosh Shodis, you don't need it. Shmir Shabbos takes a step further. If you forget, if you had Kiddush, and you had whatever, you had some mazonos, that was ready your second meal, according to certain opinions, according to the Gaonim. So that's... You had a night meal, and then you had kiddush with a mezonos or with something. So that was a second meal. Comes already your lunch. And if you ever say lunch already, then you don't need to say, you don't need to be mentioned because already you had two meals of two ready. You already used two meals. Two meals of the egg and third meal. It doesn't need it now. Okay. It's an interesting discussion.
What if you forget the mentioning Shabbos?
It doesn't matter. That's a good question. But yeah, that's not from Chazal. You don't need to actually... According to half the Rishonim, they never said. Bali Tosfos never said all those things in Al-Mechit. The Rambam and the Gonim didn't. That's what we do, but it's not a Chiyah. L'meimur d'Rabbi Meir HaShav like Zayi is Rabbi Yehuda Kibetza. Okay, so in the Mishnah, how much do you have to eat in order to be part of the Zimun? Rabbi Yehuda said... You need a kibbutz, and Rabbi Meir says kazayis. But we heard in terms of food, that's the rule, and that you have to eat that much to be part of the zimun. But we heard in a different context that they are machshir, they give chashiva significance to some other shir, the opposite. Ha'im chashim milu, we are the opposite. Not kol mechim yishi yatzir yishlam v'niskar, she'ev yadav bazar kodesh ha'im over sofim saravim mekomo. If you have korbanos that became that were became possible, you have to burn them in the Beis Hamikdash. If you walked so far out of the Beis Hamikdash, 10 mil, Sofim is a place where you can see Yerushalayim. If you walked really far away, Sofim, which is really far, you can't even see the Beis Hamikdash anymore. If you walk beyond Sofim, you can't see, so you don't have to walk back to the Beis Hamikdash anymore. You can burn it where you are, burn the Pasul Korban. So, how much food is the critical amount in your hands that you'd have to go back? If you remember they have Basar Kodesh, you go back. If it's within Sofim, if you're closer, Imlav, Choser, if you're closer than that, you would go back. So Choser is over the Ne'abira, Nasim Miracha, take the wood of the Beis Hamikdash and burn it there. So Ad Kama, Hem Choser. How much food would you need in your hands to have to go back? We say, Rabbi Meir, Mir Zev is that Kazayas. It depends on, Zev is a Kaveta, it goes by the size of Kaveta. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Zev is a Kazayas, okay? If I, it's based on, it's a Kazayas. We switch them around. So basically, isn't the contradiction what it says in our Mishnah? What it says, Mechlef and Ashita, switch around the girsa of their two names, Abai, and therefore there's no contradiction. But Abai says, no, you can answer. The Achila B'Kazayas. So the explanation for a mayor, the reason by food he goes with the Kazayas is because it says in the Pasuk, you're going to eat and be satisfied, and then you're going to make a bracha. What does that refer to? You eat with food, drink, and then you'll be satisfied, and then you're going to, and the achil, and then you're going to make a bracha. So what was the achil? You only have the regular achil. The achil holds our kula for all machos azuris and all regular mitzvahs is a kazayas. That's what's going on over here. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there's two words, and they add on top of each other. Achalta, savar, achalta, vizvata, achila, sheish basia, is a kibetzah. What is the type of eating that has satisfaction? That's eating more than just a kazayas, eating kibetah. So that's where we say by our topic. But over there, hasa b'svar pli, but how much you have to go back for to the Beis Hamikdash? Rabbi Meir Sever, Chosberg, tumasa b'kibetah. Just like the tuma depends on the tame, food can become tame as the size of the kibetah, so too, that's where you're supposed to go back to burn it. If it became tame, it became possible. Ab chazarta b'kibetah. And Rabbi Yehuda Sever, no, chazarta ki isuro, my isur b'kazayas. The iser to have something that is tame applies tame korban applies even to the size of the kezayis. So to eat it, the iser applies even to the size of the kezayis. So to going back for it, it applies to the size of the kezayis. Rashi throwing not just zevazeh, not just applies to kachim, also applies to chametz that you have to go back to burn it even if you're far away from it. Applies to the size of the kezayis or kebetza. Okay, we're going to pause over here. Yashar Kach.